Have you noticed any differences in people's attitudes to diabetes over the years?
Well, I think people know more about it now than when I first had it, and people are more involved with it. I did a job 5 or 6 years ago for a fella, and he said, "Oh, I like to go to the pub for a drink." And I said, "Well, I can't drink." And he said, "Well, why's that?" I said, "I'm diabetic." He said, "Oh, I didn't know that." So I'd finished the job and I was tying the ladder on the van, and he said, "You're not right." I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "You've been tying that end on there 5 minutes," and he says, "You're still no nearer tying it on." I says, "No, I'm all right." He says, "You're not." And he disappeared, and then he came back 5 minutes later and he says, "Come in here with me, you." So I went in the kitchen with him and he said, "Sit down there." And he gave me 3 biscuits and a glass of milk. And I says, "Oh, that's better." He says, "Oh, you look better now." I says, "How did you know?" He says, "Well, I went across the road and the girl across the road is a nurse." And he says, "I told her you were diabetic." And it was just by luck that I told him if he hadn't said about going to the pub to drink, that I shouldn't have said about the diabetic. And it was just by luck that I mentioned that he knew, and he went and sorted it out. So I should have been in a mess there, I think, if he hadn't have helped me out. I think as well there's been more in the paper about it, and people recognise now what it is, because there's been more said about it, about overeating and watching your weight and doing exercise and that, and I think people accept it more now and are a bit better with it now than what they were when I first had it, because nobody knew what it was, and you told them you'd got diabetes and they looked at you and backed away as much as it was catching. Well, I think now with people reading about it more and seeing it on programmes and that, they know more about it now and they accept it more.
Did you worry that your children might develop diabetes?
Well, actually, my grandfather had it, so it missed a generation. So I think it seems to jump 2 generations, and our children haven't had any children, and I think that they're not bothered because they think that the next generation down might catch it anyway. So we think really that it seems to jump a generation, and then you've got chance of catching it again. But otherwise, it doesn't seem to. It doesn't seem to affect anybody.
How do you see the future?
Well, I shall enjoy wood turning, and I've got more time to spend at that, and I enjoy going to the shows and doing the charity work and giving some money to the charities, because the hospice, when we raised the £420, the last one we did at the weekend, they sent us a smashing certificate back saying how they appreciated it, and we thought, well, £420 isn't much money, but if everybody raised £420, it'd soon add up. And we really enjoyed doing it, and everybody likes the workshop with it being out of the Ark, and they enjoy coming in home for a cup of tea and mince pie and then having a look at the wood, and we sell quite a lot of the wood. And it's been advertised well in the hospice magazine, and we've even had people come as far away as 25 and 30 miles to see us. So we've really enjoyed it, and they come into the workshop and they can't believe it. They think it's out of the Ark. But we really enjoy doing it, so I shall carry on doing that for as long as I can, because it's nice to be able to raise money without a lot of effort and seeing it go to some good charity.
What about your local diabetic group? Do you think that will continue?
Well, actually, it's like all committees. They don't seem to want to be involved on the committee. And if you haven't got a committee, you can't, don't matter how many members you've got, you can't carry on. But we're coming up for our 10th year, so we're really hoping that we can carry on longer. But I think it's just depends on how many members we get, and you could do with younger members, but they all seem to be older members, and none of the younger diabetics seem to be interested in joining the club, which is what you want to carry it on.
And what about your own health? How do you think that will be in future?
Well, I've been very lucky, really. I'm 68 now, and I've had no trouble with it at all. Just the odd hypo here and there, which is absolutely nothing. But I've been very lucky with keeping fit and active and playing sport. I think that's helped a lot. But I should like to carry on doing work for a bit longer, and we enjoy doing the charity work, and I think it's something to look forward to, and it's interesting to talk to people and meet different people and get different ideas.